Mishnah Zayin, midrabbanan, it is forbidden to carry something from one private domain into another via a rishus harabim, via a public domain. So for example, if there was a pit of water in a public domain, and the pit is, let's say, at least 4x4 tefachim with a depth of 10 tefachim, so it's considered a rishus hayachid. So if that pit is at least 4 tefachim away from a house which is next to the rishus harabim, then somebody inside the house could not fill up water from the pit and draw it up, let's say, and bring it up through a window into the house, because that would be taking the water from the pit, which is a Rishus HaYochid, through the Rishus HaRabim, and then into his Rishus HaYochid. If the area in between the pit and the house was less than 4 Tefachim, then that whole area in between them would not even be considered a Rishus HaRabim, because it's too narrow for people to really use very frequently. It's not easy to use, so it would not qualify as a Rishus HaRabim. But we're talking about a case where it was at least 4 Tefachim away. So that's forbidden. However, the Mishnah says that Bo Rishus HaRabim, if the pit which is in the public domain, the Chul Yosei Gevur Asor Tefachim, and it's Chulyo, which is the wall around the pit, above the ground, when they would dig the pit, all the earth which they would take out of the pit, they would sometimes make a wall around the pit, above the ground, from all of that earth. So if this wall around it, if this Chulyo, was Gevur Asor Tefachim, was at least 10 Tefachim high, in that case, chalun shal gabo mamalehem en b'Shabbos, one is allowed to fill up water from the pit on Shabbos and bring it up into the window which is above it. The reason being that there is no way that throughout this process of filling up water from the pit and bringing it up into your window, there's no way you're going to pass through a Rishus HaRabim. Because even if there is at least 4 tefachim in between the pit and the house, as we have learned many times already, a Rishus HaRabim only goes up to a height of 10 tefachim. So if the wall around the pit is already 10 tefachim high, then the bucket is going to go into the pit, which is already into the Rishus HaYochid, and as soon as it has left the pit, it's already above 10 tefachim. So even if you then pass it towards the window, that is all happening above 10 tefachim from the ground, and therefore you're not passing something through Rishus HaRabim, rather you are passing something through a Mokim Patur, an exempt area where the restrictions of carrying do not apply at all. Alright, similar example now, Aspo Rishus HaRabim. If there is a large garbage heap in a public domain, it's a large heap and lots of people use it, so it's at least 10 tefachim high and 4x4 tefachim. And because lots of people use it, we're not concerned that it's going to become smaller than that. It's very rarely cleared away. And because of that, we assume it's going to remain as a Rishus HaYochid for as long as we know. So as a Rishus HaRabim, if there is a garbage heap in a public domain, Gevur Asor Tefachim, which is 10 tefachim high at least, and 4x4 tefachim, chalon she'al gabov, the window which is above it, meaning which is sort of above and next to it, not directly above, shoyuchin esoich ha'mayim b'Shabbos, they're allowed to pour water into the garbage heap on Shabbos from the window, since this is above 10 tefachim, you're never going to reach the Rishus HaRabim. You won't have transferred something from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, but rather from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaYochid via a Makim Patur, and it is therefore permitted.